And joining us right now on the line is one of the hottest young actors in the country. He is one of the stars of my favorite show, I'm always talking about all the time, the acclaimed FX series Rescue Me. But he's also a musician, a singer, a drummer, and his band has become a part of the series. Joining us right now is Michael Lombardi. How are you, Mike?
I'm very well, Mark. Thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. And thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks so much for taking the time to have me on.
Mike, of course, is he plays Mike the Proby, Saletti, on the show. And you also front a band called Apache Stone, a real band, but it's also part of the show.
Yes, it certainly is. It's been great. I've been very fortunate to have both of my passions crossed. I've been had this band for a while. We formed in Manhattan, and Dennis Leary, Peter Tolan, and Evan Riley, the writers of Rescue Me, found out I had the band, and not unlike a lot of storylines in Rescue Me, they pull things from the actors' personal lives and add a comedic or dramatic element and twist on the story. And they found out, like I said, I had the band, and they wrote us in. So it's been great for me.
And, of course, being Dennis Leary and the cast of Rescue Me, it's not that they're going to be giving you all these compliments. In fact, they referred to Apache Stone as Indian Sunburn in one episode I saw and said it was a massage technique. So.
Yes, that is exactly right. I did not expect that for us to be to not be ragged on in the show and made fun of because obviously my character, who was the rookie in the show, Dennis Larys, who is the sort of salty dog, is the brunt of a lot of jokes as it is. But amongst the firemen and that fraternal relationship that firemen share, there is a lot of that that goes on. You know, and they say that if you're not ragged on by the firemen and one another, then you're not liked in the firehouse. So, in terms of my character, I guess a lot of guys like him.
I guess he does.
But you know, it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, and you know what's crazy is a lot of firefighters, which I didn't realize, have bands. And I didn't even know this until obviously they wrote my band into the show, and I was asked to play. There's a FDNY has a big battle of the bands they do in New York, and it's pretty crazy. And it's, I think, what's really true to life, the writing of Rescue Me, and this is exactly what probably would happen amongst the guys if one of them did have a band. So.
Well, I know I have a lot of friends who are firefighters, and they love the show because they think it's realistic, but it's funny, and and they're proud to be firefighters, and the show continues to make them proud.
Well, that's something. There's always a great responsibility that goes along with, you know, especially obviously the writers of the show carrying the torch and post 9/11 and there's been such a light on these guys, these firefighters, and I think that what the show does is portrays the guys in a real light, with their flaws as human beings. But at the end of the day, they are real life heroes, and I think they're portrayed as that as well.
Now you're talking about your character, and it's a very, very funny character. I mean, you have been tricked into being gay on the show. They showed your thing for heavy women, and the idea that you had for the all black bar named White. The character is very, very funny, and they treat him as such, and they treat him like he's stupid, but actually he's come up with some pretty smart ideas as well. It's not totally dumb.
Yes. That's a good point you bring up. I like to play the guy rather than looking at him as being like a dummy. I like to look at him as he wears his heart on his sleeve and always sees the good in people, which is why he became a firefighter. And because he always sees the good in people and is so vulnerable and open to people, is why he gets himself into a lot of these crazy situations that he does.
Yeah, but without that, though, it wouldn't be as... You know, sometimes you need a little bit of lightness, because there's a lot of heavy subjects on that show, too.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's the great thing, again, about... you know, what these guys do with their writing is, I mean, one minute you're watching the show and you could be near tears, and the next you're laughing, because there are so many. It's just a roller coaster what they do. And, you know, and that's another testament of, to me, good writing, because it's very true to life, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, when I posted the information that you were coming on the show all over the internet, most people wrote back as, oh, another one of these guys that's an actor that's cashing in on it. And it's really the opposite. Weren't you a musician first and went to school for it, and, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny, because the more interviews and the more sort of publicity the band's getting, the more I realize this, you know, the stigma of being an actor and having a band and stuff. And, you know, listen, I everything I do, it's out there, everything we do. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to make a living for what I love to do. So it's in the public eye, and I'm fortunate enough for that. I ended up on a great show as an actor that is in the public eye. So it's out there to be judged. And, you know, I can see how people would think that. Honestly, I do. I never looked at myself, you know, it's funny that I'm in this situation now, you know, because you never really see other actors with bands and stuff. And I probably thought the same things that people might think about my band. But I did move to New York City to pursue music, and I was at the Drummers Collective. I was a drummer in many bands, and that's what I wanted to be. And I had also studied acting in the arts. That was like my niche in life, and I knew that. And I started making money as an actor, and that's where I went. But I never obviously lost my love. I mean, I hold obviously music so close to my heart, and I always had, I had a book of lyrics and poetry, and I continued writing and playing with bands. And what the show has enabled me to do is afford a rehearsal space and the time, you know, in New York City it's very difficult to have a band with rehearsal space and all that stuff, and that's what it allowed me to do. So I'm just doing my thing, you know.
When you were growing up, what kind of influences were you listening to on the radio at that point?
Okay, so growing up, honestly, as a really young kid, Motown was a huge influence because that was my parents' number one thing. Beatles, of course, Rolling Stones, just a wide, wide variety of music. I was exposed to jazz, big-time jazz. You know, Quincy Jones is like one of the all-time favorite producers. But then, when I first got my own CD player, my own stuff, it was, for me, hugely influenced by bands like Pearl Jam, Audioslave, Alice in Chains, Led Zeppelin, Stone Temple Pilots. I'm also a big classic rock guy, so all that stuff from the 90s, Red Hot Chili Peppers, very much influenced me.
Well, there's some incredible music on this CD. I got to tell people, Highlighted Life, Synthetic Self, Loba, Runaway, some really good stuff that I was really impressed with. And I'm really impressed with the fact that you wrote it. In fact, the lyrics are yours. From when you're writing a song, what inspires you to write? I know that I write lyrics as well, and a lot of times it's through emotional things that I'm going through that I'll put on paper and makes you feel a little better. How's it work with you?
Well, first, thanks so much for your nice comments about the album and the music. And that's another thing that I just want, since you brought that up, is like that big stigma around, you know, being an actor and trying to cash in and all that stuff. And I think that the music could stand on its own. And I think that Rescue Me has opened up some incredible doors for me. And it's not like I'm some big star or anything. I'm just a guy on a TV show. Fortunate enough that the show's gone now. You know, we're starting our sixth season. But that's opened doors, and I want the music to be able to get out there and hit people who aren't fans of the show or don't know me or any of that stuff. So I feel like it really can do that. And I feel like, getting back to my lyrics, that all the songs are honest and are organic and not cookie cutter, and the lyrics do really mean something and tell a story. And those lyrics were inspired by me through different sort of trials and tribulations and things that I had gone through in life and experience, or judgments of things that I had seen experience. And that means, you know, I was in New York for 13 years as like just a broke artist trying to catch a break and do my thing. And through that, there's a lot of lows that you can go through, and highs. And I think that's when I wrote most of my lyrics, and that's when I was inspired. I just, like I said, I kept a book of poetry and stuff, and that's kind of what really that was my outlet for helping me get through and be creative and keep myself open through those tough times.
Well, some of the folks out there heard little bits of some of the album as we played before the interview, but here's some of the lyrics from a song called Leave Yourself Alone. A prisoner in my hourglass, locked within my mind, thoughts escape me, meanings erase me. What does the past mean when you can't remember a damn thing? I think everybody out there can hold on to those lyrics and identify with them.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and it's funny because I also, like, when you told me those lyrics, you know, when you said them again, I wanted to comment on what my perspective was and what I was going through when I wrote that, but then I said, you know what, I want to leave it alone because it's nice for people to have their own interpretation.
Exactly. I've written a couple of books of poetry, and the same thing, you know, people tell me, oh, I know what that means, and it's not what, it has nothing to do with it, but you know something, it's what they take from it, which is great.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
stuff and their true emotions, then people will take a little ride from it, and they will relate to it. So that's what's important.
Now, you're a very creative guy, but you guys are actually putting this thing out on an independent label, right, the CD?
Yeah, what happened for us is I've basically been supporting the project, and I put a great group of guys together. We all have the same vision with this, and you know, these guys are awesome, and they know exactly, like, when I come in with a song, they know what to do. We're all on the same page with it. We're influenced the same way. And we recently have a partnership now with MySpace Records for digital distribution. They came on board, and, you know, they saw there was a lot of interest in the album through our MySpace page, Apache Stone Music, and they came on and started to, they took a little bit. So it's interesting because we are not fully endorsed by MySpace Records. They have sort of a partnership by giving us the digital distribution on iTunes and Amazon and giving us as much love as they can through MySpace. Like, I think they had us the past couple days on the MySpace Music homepage and stuff like that. So it's really been increasing our hits and hopefully people's awareness of us. and you know, we'll see what happens.
It's interesting to be an independent businessman. I know that I've talked to many people out there who, some of them were major label stars, and then when they get a little bit older, they started their own labels, and they told me that it's really difficult to be a business person and be creative at the same time. That's why they usually hired someone else to do all the business.
Oh, man, that's dead on. It's been really difficult. I mean, I have to tell you that, you know, a mentor to me is Dennis Leary. I mean, he, you know, watching him since I started the show 6 years ago now, you know, he's the writer, the creator, the star, and he wears so many hats, but when he's hanging out with the actors, he's just one of the guys, and he does his thing. And he picks all the soundtracks and the music for Rescue Me, which is really well known for some, he's broken some great bands and done some great things with that. Mm-hmm. And you know, this has been a dream of mine that I wanted to make come true. And I took on this endeavor, and, like, I'll tell you, it has been so difficult there's just so many things as far as, you know, trying to get, let alone, like, hiring producers and finding the studio and all, and obviously putting the guys together, number one, because it is all about the music. Number one. To me, that's the way I look at it. It's all about putting a good product out there, doing what you love to do, and then the rest will follow, hopefully. But if you don't have all those right the right pieces in place, then, you know, it's just it's not going to happen. And, I mean, I've had to definitely hire and fire different people, and things didn't work out, whether they didn't share the same motivation or passion or whatever the case may have been. So that's been very difficult for me because I'm definitely not, like, a business guy, you know?
Yeah. Well, one of the things I think about Rescue Me is that makes it so successful is the amount of characters on there and the fact that they're not like, generalized characters. They're actually specific. They get involved in all the lives of all the characters, which makes us care about the characters like Proby. And I think that that it makes people feel close to you, the guy playing the character as well.
Well, thank you. I think that, and what's interesting is because my character, the angle that, you know, when I started playing the character and who I sort of created, he's a pretty sweet guy. So I think what's really nice is that maybe people do relate you to your character because obviously they don't know me, and if they watch the show or are fans of the show, then that's how they put the, you know, the face to the personality. So definitely people, which can work against you at times too, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, people have a definite expectation of who I might be or who I am, and you know what, I think we all do bring a certain part as actors of our characteristics and our personality to a character we might play. Now, I said I would never be in any of those situations for the most part that my character was put in, nor would I react the way he reacts, but I definitely have the creative freedom to pick how I choose to play him in that situation.
Yeah.
That's got to come from a part of me somewhere inside, right?
I guess. Now, Mike, are you married or happy?
I'm single. I have a girlfriend. I am not married, though.
Yeah. See, I would think that Mike Lombardi, my guest today, a big star on television, soon to be a big star in music, you're going to have every Hollywood starlet after you.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be nice? But thank you so much for the kind words again. You've been too kind. But you know what? Like, it's funny when you start. I'm a pretty, like, I don't want to say, like, look at myself as being grounded, whatever, but I just, like, I've been working really hard and honestly just trying to do my thing and you know, always put my best foot forward in what I'm doing, and I'm so immersed in it that all the, when people make comments like that about the Hollywood stuff, you know, I've never been, I've never even had to go out to Los Angeles, so I've never been really immersed in that, like, star kind of life. I'm just like a New York East Coast guy, and of course I've had to go out to LA since the show, but I never had to spend any time out there as, like, a struggling artist. As I said, I've always been on the East Coast and, like, went to acting school in New York, did the whole thing. So and when I can, I like to get out of the city and head north and just chill there. So it's pretty quiet, sort of just a pretty quiet thing besides when I'm not filming or touring with my band. I'm just chilling, you know?
What was your lucky break in terms of getting cast into Rescue Me?
Here's my lucky break. I worked on a show. It was my first acting, like, real acting job. I had done acting jobs before, but a show on ABC called The Job. and it was Dennis Leary's show. And he was actually working with his co-creator and partner now, Peter Tolan. They were both the writers of that show. And I had a small part on it. In one of the episodes, I was a guest star. I played the Cabana Boy, which was like his vacation episode. He goes away with his girlfriend on the show, who was played by Karen Parsons, who was the older sister in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith.
Uh-huh.
And he goes away with her, his character, and he gets really sunburned. So he can't hang out outside at all, and he's got to stay in the hotel room. And his girlfriend, played by Karen Parsons on the show, ends up hanging out with me the whole episode at the pool and doing all these different, like, activities when they're supposed to be out. And he's looking through the window with binoculars. It's really funny, Dennis Leary's character. And that's how I met him, and we became pals and talked and stuff. And I'm a big ice hockey player and fan, and he's a huge ice hockey fan. And we started playing ice hockey together, and I worked on another show on Comedy Central with him, which was an improv documentary comedy. It was like a 3 or 4 episode thing. And then about a year after that, I got called into audition for Rescue Me.
Wow, that's a cool story. And I assume he's introduced you to Cam Neely by now.
Oh, yeah. I've met Cam Neely, Ray Bourque, Pat LaFontaine. Bobby Orr, by the way.
Wow.
Bobby Orr, big time, right?
He's a god out here, Bobby Orr.
Yeah. What's that?
He's a god in this area.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's a god. I mean, he's the nicest guy, too. I actually got to skate in one of Dennis Leary's charity firefighter events for the Leary Firefighter Foundation at the Boston. At the Garden when it was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And all those guys skated, and I scored the first goal of the game off an assist from Michael J. Fox, which was pretty damn awesome.
So you're living a charmed life, Mike. This is a good thing.
Yeah, right. I've been lucky, man. All I keep thinking about, when's it going to end? Oh, no, you know, like,
but you're
it's
saying,
been so good. Yeah.
It's interesting you say that, because anybody who's had any kind of success always worries about the success going away. But you're still on the upswing, so you can relax, and you're going to be working hard, but it's paying
that's
off.
Right.
It's doing well.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I think that's, like, the honest thing. You know, I think that if you don't think that, you always need to stay motivated. And it's not, honestly, like, I don't say that, like, it's just that when you see your art in the... Hello?
Hi.
Did we lose you?
Oh, maybe. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can't hear you now. Well, we lost you for a second.
Okay, sorry. So what I was saying was, when you see your art and the things that you actually create and you do, people liking, you know, the arts, you're always out there being judged, like we said, and there's going to be people who like it, don't like it, and simply don't care. And you accept all that, and I've always accepted that. But the thing is, when you see yourself being successful and people liking what you do, it's definitely, like you said, a charmed, I mean, it's a nice thing. And you're just like, I just put, immerse myself in what I'm doing, always try to put my best foot forward, and hopefully people do like it. But mainly, and most importantly, that I learned from Dennis, it's about the work. You know, like we said with the band, it's about the music. With my acting, it's about the work, the acting, the character, and all the rest hopefully follows. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But you keep doing what you love to do, and that's how you stay fueled. You know?
Now, if folks out there want to buy Apache Stone, the CD, where will they find that?
Well, you can download the album on iTunes and Amazon. We have our website, ApacheStoneMusic.com, which there will be, like, T-shirts, and hopefully the album will be available through that at some point. But right now, in our page, we have a MySpace.com, MySpace.com/ApacheStoneMusic is our MySpace page, and that can direct you to iTunes. But right now, the album's available for download on iTunes and Amazon.
Okay, we're going to put a link to ApacheStoneMusic.com, and also to the FX Networks has a site for the band.
Cool is that?
With videos and stuff. So,
they were so incredible to go ahead. They made that little site. They put us on there. They attached our. You can get to our MySpace link and our iTunes link. So that was really cool of them to do. They've been so supportive and great.
Yeah, we're going to put that on with this interview as well, so they can go right to that.
Killer. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it very much.
Mike, it was great talking to you, and continued success.
Thank you very much. All my best to you. Take care. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.